on the Rebel Sports Network from Learfield. This is the Marvin Menzies Radio Show, brought to you by Fenley Toyota, MGM Resorts International, NV Energy, and by Fenley Chevrolet. Now, here are your hosts, John Sandler and Robert Smith.
Welcome once again to the Marvin Menzies Radio Show here from Bailiwick inside the Orleans Hotel Casino. And in case you hadn't noticed, the rodeo is in town. Always an exciting time of year. The Runner Rebels are in town too, 7-2 on the season, and getting ready to take on the Fighting Illini out of the Big Ten on Saturday night, just up the road at the MGM Grand Garden Arena. Tip at 9 o'clock, and we'll be on the air at 8:30 with Runner Rebel warm-up. And we hope to see a big crowd out there on that Saturday night. Encourage you to make an evening of it, go have dinner, and then come join us for that 9 o'clock tip. John Sandler, along with Robert Smith and head coach Marvin Menzies, with you talking Runner Rebel basketball. And, Coach, your boys took care of Oral Roberts. A little bit of a sluggish start, probably somewhat predictable after the tough fights at Northern Iowa against Arizona, and with a somewhat quiet atmosphere on Tuesday night. But, boy, they got it going. And
they did.
And in the first half, it was the Shakur Justin show.
Yeah, 17 points, and I didn't even see it. I just kind of looked up at halftime, and I said, how are we still in this thing? I said, oh, Shakur, that's right. So, no, it was good to see the guys respond after a sluggish start. You know, it's funny. We always want to focus on what we didn't do.
Right.
Right? Well, what about how we turned it up?
Yeah.
You know, and we got going and started playing like we were supposed to play, because that could have been one of those games where you just, you know, you had two tough losses to two, you know, teams that could have moved the needle for you, maybe RPI, top 25 votes and all those kinds of things. And then you overlooked that next team. And I thought that that's how we started. But then I think they kind of, I had some choice words. I normally don't curse. That's not my, you know.
It's not your Bailey.
Modus operandi. I'm not a profanity guy. But a few slipped out. I must, you know, I repented. I asked for forgiveness. Guy said I was going
to
be okay. So
church,
don't
Sunday.
Worry about me. I'll be fine. I'll be back for the game Saturday. But no, I had to wake them up a little bit. And I thought they did a good job of once we shook them of doing what, you know, they're supposed to do.
And we've talked about, and we always talk about leadership and on the court. And
right.
You mentioned in the postgame show, you said it was Jordy who really got him going.
Yeah.
With that after the 8-minute mark timeout, and the Rebels went on a 26-7 run at that point.
Right. Jordy was in the timeout. I remember he just kind of had a look, and I gave him back a look, and I said, "All right, man, it's go time. Like, we got to stop messing around with these guys and just can't let them hang around." And he went out and played phenomenal defense. And you know, it's funny, and Robert knows this, when you're the point guard, you're the head of the defense.
Right.
So, and the reason that is because as that team is coming down at you, the guy that you see in front of you is your point guard on the ball. And if he's in a stance and he's aggressive and he slaps that floor or he's, you know, turning that guy, and then you kind of get your juices going.
That's
and,
right.
You know, I never really, you know, I didn't have a chance to see Robert play, but was that one of your – was that one of your trademarks, was a defense?
Yeah, defense was one of my trademarks. But, you know, I'd just be so motivated. Some games, coaches had to settle me down because I just get, you know, feisty. And I wasn't, like I said before, I wasn't one of those guys that I wasn't a rah-rah guy.
Oh, right.
But I showed you by action. You know, diving for on the floor for balls, you know, stepping in, taking the charge when somebody else gets beat, you know, little things like that to get other guys going.
Right.
And even when if I was upset with one of my players because I knew he wasn't playing hard,
right,
I just come up to him and just person, you know, it's person to person.
Right.
Because you know how some guys get when they're playing.
Oh, yeah.
And you holler at them and they just, man, forget you. You don't talk to me, you know. So I would always ease up to him and say, hey, come on, man, we need to get
it going. Right, right, right. And I'm sure you didn't say it like that all the time.
No, I didn't.
and the diving for the ball thing got a little annoying during warm-ups, but, right. But other than that, you know, it was it was special. Yeah, but you have to have that leadership, whether it's a rah-rah guy, whether it's a guy who does it by example, whether it's a guy who speaks quietly to his teammates, whatever it is. And I thought it was great that Jordy did that, and it certainly got the guys going. And he's an emotional player, and when his emotions, you know, is it hard from a coaching standpoint with a guy like that, and you don't have to speak specifically about him, but with an emotional player, Anthony Smith is another emotional player with an incredible upside and talent. How do you manage those emotions? How do you get it right in that bandwidth where it's motivating and effective and the player is playing at peak potential, but they're not over the top?
Well, it's the same thing that how you would handle anybody, in the workplace. You know, you have to, they have to be trained, and they have to be given the information and the tools, mental tools, to know how to cope with a stressful situation. You can't just expect a guy who's been a certain way for 21 years to just, you tell them, hey, don't do that, and they're just going to stop doing it. That's ridiculous. So, but what you can do is you can arm them with the mental, habits that they can replace some of the things that they're doing. So there's a plethora of things that you can do to try to help somebody, as long as they don't have a chemical imbalance. And trust me, I've had a few of those too.
Yeah. So.
Well, and it's a matter of getting to know your guys as well.
100%. You got to know what buttons to push and, what triggers to pull. Like, for example, I'm still learning Jordy because even though I've coached him for a year, I haven't coached him in a competitive environment.
Right.
So now during the games, I know, for Jordy, for example, here's a great idea. A great observation. I can't just bark at Jordy because then he'll go in the hole. I can bark at him, but then I got to come right back.
Right.
And I got to say, all right, man, come on, bro.
We're good.
Yeah, I got to give him, sometimes the best form of motivation is a cross between negative and positive.
Right.
You can't just beat a kid up. Some kids you can, and it gets them going, and that's better for them. Some you can't at all.
Right.
And you got to know how to coach your guys to get the most out of them.
Just about Jordy, does having Rob Jeter around help that? Specifically with Jordy?
Oh, yeah, 100%. He knows him like, the back of his hand. Yeah. I mean, it's his kid,
right.
But he's with us, and he's been here for a year, so now he's all of our kids. So Coach LaFleur coaches him, and Eric Brown and myself, and we're all, along with our support staff as well, too. Our support staff, and I have one of them here tonight with me, Tim Daniels, who was my video coordinator. And
we will hear from him in just a little bit.
Yeah, and Tim was with me at New Mexico State. And, and those guys have a lot of conversations with the players. And they're able to be buffers sometimes between the coach and the player to help to arm them with, like, somebody to talk to and somebody to vent with sometimes, because they can't vent to us all the time with nonsense, but they can talk nonsense to those guys, and then those guys listen, and then they give them back.
Right.
Well, yeah, okay, I hear you, but, and that's their jobs.
Coach, the one question I wanted to ask, you get a slow start in a game. Have you ever gone to a referee and say, hey, look, I need you to give me a tech because I want to take it out on these kids, but I got to find a way to get them going.
Have I ever asked a ref for a tech?
Or just talk to them, let them know, hey, I may get a tech because I'm a little hot at these kids and I need to get them going.
I've never done that.
He's
ever.
A lover, not a fighter.
I know guys do that.
Yeah. I know guys that have done it.
I've never done it. I just go get the tech. I just say what I need to say to get the tech. Sometimes I get a tech. I didn't even try to get the tech. So,
How many?
I've only had, Tim, how many did I have at New Mexico State? Just the one, I think, right? I had one at UTEP.
Is that right?
I had one at UTEP, which is a big rivalry game.
And you ticked off about having to be in El Paso anyway.
Yeah.
So I get that.
I didn't say that you did.
No, I didn't.
Who knows? We might play there sometime.
Right.
El Paso.
No.
I love every city in the world.
And everybody. I get it.
We all the world.
I get it. So one at UTEP.
I'm trying to think if I ever had another one. I don't think I have. I have great relationships with the officials.
You do.
And I think it bodes well for me.
Yeah. Well, it's better than the other way.
No,
they're 100%. Human beings. Or almost.
I'll tell you, and you could ask Nunu's here visiting with us as well, and he could tell you the story about one of the officials called me after what game was that? Arizona? What game?
Northern Iowa.
No, it was a home game. I think it was Arizona. I don't know. Anyway, but he called me, and he said he left a long voicemail. And so I called him. I said, hey, are you okay if I play that for the players? And he said, sure, coach. And so I played it for the guys, and I think it was informative for them to hear
right
from his voice, not in the competitive arena, just from a educational and almost mentor type advice.
Okay. Was it about dealing with officials?
Yeah, it was about our guys. And a couple of our guys chirped back at the official, and he was like, Marvin, all your teams in all the years I've ever had you, I've never had guys respond to me so emotionally so quick. And so it was a lesson for our guys to say, hey, pump your brakes. These guys are – they're just working. They're just at work. They don't care who wins. They make calls. They make good calls. They make bad calls.
That's right.
You know, it's part of
they're
the –
human.
It's a great part of our sport because – there's an X factor.
Right.
That's right.
You know, it's something to talk about and argue about, you know, about the good calls and the bad calls.
Gives me something to yell about. Yeah. You know.
No question.
Well, you know, in high school, Coach West, before we got started with training and everything, he would bring a referee in to give his side of, you know, what the game is about.
Yeah.
I thought it helped us as a team to understand. Mm. But he would always say, you better not get a tech. I get the text.
Right.
Well, and I mean, and I know they're kids, but where is it in your brain that says, if I yell at this guy who makes a decision on what I do every play, that's going to help me, you know? Mm-hmm. If I am aggressive toward, instead of just ignoring him, you know, or being cordial or what have you, you know,
you gotta,
flies with honey, not vinegar, right?
Right. Well, you also got to, let's face it. There has never been a call reversed.
That's right.
In the history of basketball because of your conversation after the whistle has blown.
You know what? You're right. You never hear that, do you?
No. That's, you know, I've never heard. Actually, the officials will come and tell you, I screwed that up.
Right.
Now, the good officials. The good officials will communicate in a way where you go, I mean, think about that. You're upset. You're pissed off. And you go at an official and you go, blah, blah, blah. And he goes, you know what? You're right. I tanked that one.
Right.
What are you gonna say after that?
Exactly.
Oh, okay. Carry on.
Exactly.
What else is there? You know, and it's a great neutralizer to calm a coach down. You know, and just say, hey, I'll work harder. I'll get better. Man, I messed that one up. That's my fault. You know, and I never say I owe you one though either. So.
Do you spend time? I mean, obviously you played that message for the guys, which is had to be helpful. Yeah. But do you spend a little time explaining? You know. Life on the court to them and how
of course you talked earlier about how do you get them to manage the emotions. Mm-hmm. Well, one of the ways you do it is you educate them, like, if you do this, then this will happen. If you do this, then this will happen. If you talk to officials this way, chances are you have a increased you know, calls going in your favor, if it's a 50-50 call. But if you tick an official off and it can go either way, you know, then that's the way it goes.
Robert, what's the funniest conversation you ever had on the floor with an official?
With an official? Ooh, that's a tough one, because, I mean, I never really mess with them, but, you know, you always have that one that seems like every time he comes to your game, you have problems or you get in foul trouble. But, I've gone up to refs and sometimes said, man, ref, you're missing a hell of a game.
Oh, no.
And that, you know, that just turns it.
You got to limit those.
One of my favorite stories is it's an NBA story. And there was an NBA official named Mindy Rudolph for years and years and years and years. And I believe it was Butch Van Bredekoff, who was a coach for many years.
Yeah.
And his team was getting blown out in the first quarter. And he was upset about that. And he starts yelling at Mindy. And the play goes up the floor. Uh-huh. Mindy just stops and turns to him and says, look, Butch, I have to stay here all night and watch this blank. So do you. Sit down and be quiet.
Oh,
man.
I didn't hear that story.
They're an interesting group. But, you know, they have a tough job. And you're right, Coach. I mean, not a single time has an official changed a call because of something that a coach or a player said.
I will say you can affect the next call.
There you go.
And I have strategically went off to gain favor and maybe in the next call. I've done that, and that's worked out.
Let's quickly talk about the second half of that Oral Roberts game, because it was something special. Jordy got it going. Some great passes. We talked about Shakur. Some great passes, angled passes from the top down to Shakur on that short post for easy buckets.
Right.
And then the second half, I thought Amari Hardy was just absolutely terrific. And Chris Clyburn, both ends of the floor, a ton of energy.
Right. I thought that there was a connectivity that didn't exist in the first half. But the bigger picture from a statistical perspective was that we just didn't rebound the ball. I mean, we gave up four. Nunu, how many offensive rebounds did we give up in the first few possessions? You remember? Yeah, five in the first maybe six possessions, six or seven possessions. We gave up five offensive rebounds. And that was – in one possession, we gave up two or three.
Uh-huh.
And it was just a lack of aggressiveness and a lack of energy on our part. And it showed, in the game, because we didn't practice at the highest level that we should have, and that's how we started the game. Today's practice was pretty good to the last few minutes. Guys got a little bit, fatigued or whatever it was. It's got a little chirpy, but they were pretty good all practice in terms of their concentration. I mean, Illinois, and we'll talk about them later, but man, oh, man, they've got some defenses out of this world. So we deliberately let our scout team foul our guys today and didn't call anything and let them just hack them and stab at the ball and to see how they would respond. We put them in that, in that situation, and our guys didn't respond very well.
Brandon McCoy, the last, I'd say 12, 13 minutes of that game against Oral Roberts, did what you would expect Brandon McCoy to do in that game, and that is dominate.
Well, you know, he had a chance to rest because he had those fouls. And so when he got on the floor, some of the coaches had been in his ear, I think, when he was on the bench. And he just went in and did what he does. You know, I think he was a part of the collective lethargic, exhibition in the first few minutes. And then all of a sudden those guys, once they got it rolling, you know, it's a connectivity. And it starts at top. It starts with Jordy. It starts with JoJo. If they're playing together, if they're playing good basketball and they're sharing the ball and they're defending, then the other guys on the floor are going to do the same.
We have an interesting show for you. We're gonna let Coach go after this break for a minute. We're going to bring up Tim Daniels, talk about video, and talk about the importance of video with the Runner Rebels. We talk about it all the time, but we'll get into that a little bit and get an understanding of what's involved and all the work involved. Then we'll bring Coach back, talk about Illinois a little bit, and then toward the end of the show, we're going to bring Nunu up here and talk to him. One of the more engaging members of the Runner Rebels we've had in the last few years, and looking forward to a conversation with Tervell Beck later on. I want to remind you that if you're in need of health insurance that you can't get through your employer, then you need Nevada Health Link. Visit NevadaHealthLink.com and see how you can get connected to health insurance. Visit NevadaHealthLink.com today. Back with more of the Marvin Menzies Radio Show from Bailiwick inside the Orleans Hotel Casino on the Rebel Sports Network from Learfield.
At Findlay Toyota, our mission statement is written in our showroom for everyone to see. It reads, a world-class environment dedicated to building lifelong relationships through integrity and commitment. If that sounds like a family business you'd like to do business with, we invite you to come in today. I'm John Barr, and remember,
he'll do anything, he'll do anything. At Findlay Toyota, we'll do anything to sell you a car.
Discount Tire, proud sponsor of UNLV basketball, wants to know, what kind of basketball fan are you? Are you a committed fan? A cheer for the underdog fan? A shout at the ref for that call fan? No matter what, we're all fans of saving. So while the buckets drop and buzzers get beat, stop by your local Discount Tire and get the lowest prices on tires and wheels. Because saving is winning. Discount Tire, where America saves on tires.
Energy never disappears. It simply gets passed on to the next person and the next. Until before you know it, the entire community can feel it. In the last 5 years, we've given more than $27 million and over 175,000 volunteer hours to Nevada nonprofits. And we'll continue to give back, because what's good for the community is good for all of us. Learn more at nvenergy.com/powerofgood.
Runnin' Rebel Basketball is here, so you know what that means. It's the time to gather around at Born and Raised, the official home of the Rebels on the road. And why would you go anywhere else? We have over 32 TVs, great Budweiser specials for all Rebel games, and the best bar food, voted by you in the 2017 Best of Las Vegas survey. Yep, another one. Come be a part of the excitement this season and join other Rebel fans as they cheer on the team and cheers to a win. Or if you want to host your own viewing party, ask about reserving our bungalow room. Born and raised on Warm Springs between Buffalo and Durango, and in Henderson on St. Rose and Eastern.
Turn the world's most refreshing beer into courtside cheers. Get the Coors Light XP app to start earning points towards one-of-a-kind experiences and rewards, like exclusive access to your favorite sporting events and Coors Light gear. Coors Light XP. Download it from the App Store today. No purchase necessary in select states. Rewards subject to availability while supplies last. 50 US/DC 21+ only. See terms in-app and at CoorsLight.com/XP. Great beer, great responsibility. 2017 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
What's your AAA membership doing when it's not rescuing you roadside? Did you know it can save you money at thousands of places? Take some stress out of the next DMV task and even help protect against identity theft? It can. And those are just some of the many ways AAA brings you value beyond the road. Visit AAA.com to find out more.
AAA is a proud partner of the UNLV Rebels, at home and on the road.
Directors Cup honors the nation's best overall collegiate athletic program in each division, men's and women's sports. The prestigious award continues its reign as the crowning achievement in college athletics, noting the remarkable efforts of student athletes and their institutions. To follow your favorite team, like us on Facebook. Find us at USA Today online and on Twitter at LDirectorsCup.com. Over two decades of excellence, the Learfield Directors Cup.
He's down and might be out for the season.
What if basketball players had warranties? It's not pretty when you see your star player go down. It could change the whole season. But what if players had warranties? Like the 2017 Nissan Titan with America's best limited truck warranty. They'd be up and running in no time. Take on today. Get to Nissan, proud partner of the UNLV Rebels.
Go, Rebels!
Call 1-888-858-8319 or see dealer for limited truck warranty details.
DJ Chris working his magic again. John Sandler, Robert Smith with you. The Marvin Menzies radio show from here at Bailiwick inside the Orleans Hotel Casino. Rebels getting ready for Illinois on Saturday night, 9 o'clock over at MGM Grand Garden. We'll be on the air at 8:30 with Runner Rebel Warm-Up. Get your tickets. Make an evening of it. Go to dinner and then come on out and watch some great college basketball. Should be a really good game. Rebels against a really tough physical Illinois club. We are now joined by Tim Daniels, who is the video coordinator, director of video operations for UNLV basketball. And Tim, it's great to be with you. We were talking, kind of laughing during the break about you getting soft here now, having been away from your home of Cleveland, Ohio for a number of years.
No question.
And thinking that 50 degrees is cold. I love it. But, you know, we spend a lot of time talking, referencing, you know, going back, and guys will go back and watch film and see this, or we'll watch video and the guys will learn from that, or the coaches will be able to point stuff out. I'm not sure fans understand what is involved, because the assumption, I'm sure, is, yeah, they have a tape of the game and they just watch that, or, you know, they DVR'd the game or have something. But it's a lot more complicated than that, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. Well, it's kind of twofold. So you got your opponent's scout, you know, and then you got your own self-scout personnel, you know. So after every game, obviously, we take our game tape we have and we break it down actually during the game into different clips of, you know, offense, defense, and then into personnel and play type and down the line, so that basically it's easiest for the coaches to go back and the players to go back and sit through it and, you know, pull clips quicker than just, you know, simply putting it in and hitting fast forward or rewind.
So a player can go look at, you know, Nunu can search back and get all the clips of him during that game. You could look at clips of opponent defense, opponent offense, probably specialized defense and specialized offense in certain situations. Is all that done?
Yeah, exactly. So you can go back and watch his total minutes, or just watch his shots, or watch his turnovers, or, you know, his offensive rebounds, or what have you. And then obviously with the opponents, you know, we want to break it down you know, by their play type, so we can look at their different sets, and then we can compile them over, you know, for example, Illinois, they've played, I don't know, what, nine games?
Not 10 games.
10 games,
three,
we
yeah.
have all 10 games, and so we put that together, and so we're showing the best clips. You know, we're not just going to show their game against Austin Peay. We're going
right.
to show their first game of the year, too, and where they've come from and what they've done to improve and, you know, kind of break down that way.
Robert, in high school, I know you didn't have a chance to watch much film.
No.
But when you got to college, you know, when you got to UNLV, there was film. Now, obviously, technology has changed and it's made it much, much more sophisticated. But did you have to learn how to get something out of watching film?
Yeah, because back then, you know, we just basically rewind the film, whereas now you can just, you know, hit a button and go back to certain plays. But, you know, I really had to change from high school to college because I never really watched a lot of my games in high school. But when I got to college, I started looking at different things, and it changed my game because I went from turning the ball over, you know, too many times because I was lackadaisical. And when I got to college, you know, possessions are very important. So I got to a point where I watched films every day. It was just like clockwork. But it made me a better player, better defensive player, better offensive player because they break things down for you.
John Taylor, Robert Smith visiting with Tim Daniels, the director of video operations for the Runnin' Rebels. Tim, when you watch film, do you get a sense of how good the opponent is immediately? And do you get a sense of what the Rebels from, you know, you want to be a coach and you were a manager, you're a video coordinator, now you run the video operation. There's a natural progression. We were talking about it with the Oral Roberts coach, how he started as a manager
right.
and worked his way up. Kevin Kruger is involved in that process.
Mm-hmm.
I know you want to be a coach someday. So when you're breaking down film, are you thinking about it from sort of a coaching standpoint?
Yeah, no question. Just basically just trying to look for tendencies so that we kind of know what's coming, see if we can find some play calls, you know, anything that can help. Like Coach Smith here said, you know, possessions are important. So
yeah.
One possession, if we got their play call and know what's coming, you know, we did it with Arizona really well, and it kind of helped us, and we stole some possessions that way. But also looking where we can take advantage of their defense, where their defensive weaknesses might be compared to our strengths, or, you know, what they're really good at that we really need to take away.
Well, one example. I mean, the Rebels in the first half against Oral Roberts were struggling, mm-hmm. but they kept finding Shakur Justin either on the right side or the left side in that short post. Is that something that came out in film?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. We knew that we could attack that part of their baseline just based on how they play their zone and their rotations. And, yeah, that's something we picked up, and that's something we showed the team. And then, obviously, Shakur picked up well on it.
Yeah, no doubt. And, you know, it helps that he's an outstanding
no
player
question.
And
no
is,
question.
Is able to do that. All right, well, let's get your perspective on this Runnin' Rebel team. Obviously, huge changes from last year. You guys came in as a staff. Coach Menzies brought you over from New Mexico State, where you'd worked with him for a number of years. You come in along with Preston and some of the other guys, and then you've got new coaches to integrate. Did you know going into last year how difficult it was going to be?
Difficult as in wins and losses, it was tough, but I mean, we kind of knew what we were up against when we first got the job.
Yeah.
It wasn't difficult in the sense of the people that we had here. Obviously, Coach is great to work for, and then the coaches he brought with him, you know, that we brought in to add to, like you said, Preston and myself and Brandon Mason last year and Coach Brown.
Right.
But those are great guys with a ton of experience and great pedigrees, and so it's, for me personally, I learned so much last year. That I don't know if I would say it was a tough year. It was just wins and losses are always going to be tough. But
professionally,
it was actually a really good year.
You've been around college basketball for a long time. What are your impressions of this year's team?
Man, they're fun. They're fun.
You know what? Isn't it amazing? I mean, that's the first word we came up with after the exhibition
yep.
game. This is going to
yep.
be a fun year. And everybody says that.
Yep.
And it all starts, you know, having a point guard like Jordy that wants to distribute it and
right.
you know, play like he does. And then you got JoJo on the wing, you know, kind of more back in his natural position. And then, you know, you add guys like the guys we added, and they're great character guys, too. And so that's what makes it really fun, too, is, you know, you're excited to go to practice every day because you get to be around these guys.
Well, and you've been around coaching quite a bit now. You know the difference between a good attitude and a bad attitude
right.
when it comes to teams, because all it takes is one or two to spoil the whole pot when
yeah,
it comes
no
to
doubt.
A team.
No doubt, no doubt.
And we don't seem to have that on this team.
No, not yet at least.
Well,
we haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, I mean, adversity can bring out some things, and
there are
going to be bumps in the road, and we've talked about that. As you watch the coaches work, and you know, we said it last year, the best recruiting job that Marvin did to this point, even with the great class he brought in this past year, was his staff last year. Mm-hmm. Getting a Rob Jeter, bringing in Andre LaFleur over, bringing in Eric Brown, and then bringing you guys over from New Mexico State. It really is an awesome staff. As you look at this and you understand, you know, their ability to recruit and all of that, how excited are you for the future of Runner Rebel basketball?
Oh, it's going to be great. And, like I said, the biggest learning is just from every day in the office. You know, mm-hmm. It's the stuff that people don't see. You know, you don't really – games are one thing, but, you know, just being in their office every day and sitting in their office, and they're all great and letting you come in and learn and also voice your opinion sometimes and hear you out and say, yeah, I agree or no, but here's why I don't agree. And, you know, just sit in their office, listen to them make recruiting calls, you know, listen to how they're going to draw things up. You know, it's great to be able to learn from.
Tim, you're an Ohio guy.
I am.
So Cavs.
Yep.
Always good. Tribe had an unbelievable couple of years. They're going to be great.
Great years.
Brown's going to win a game this year?
You know, I was telling you earlier, you know, it's kind of nice that they're never on TV in Vegas. I can just kind of pretend like it doesn't exist.
You don't have to defend them.
Yeah, exactly.
Like I told you, go to the Tap House, have some of those good wings, and commiserate with your fellow Cleveland fans. Tim, yep. We really appreciate it.
Thanks
for being here. Continue with the great work that you do on all the video. You are an integral part of the success of the Runner Rebel program, and we appreciate you coming to us.
Appreciate
it,
John.
Tim Daniels. Video director for the Runner Rebels. Take a break, come back, and we'll hear back from Coach Marvin Menzies. You're listening to the Marvin Menzies Radio Show from Bailiwick inside the Orleans Hotel Casino on the Rebel Sports Network from Learfield.
He's down and might be out for the season.
What if basketball players had warranties? It's not pretty when you see your star player go down. It could change the whole season. But what if players had warranties? Like the 2017 Nissan Titan with America's best limited truck warranty. They'd be up and running in no time. Take on today. Get to Nissan, proud partner of the UNLV Rebels.
Go!
Call 1-888-858-8319 or see dealer for limited truck warranty details.
Energy never disappears. It simply gets passed on to the next person and the next. Until before you know it, the entire community can feel it. In the last 5 years, we've given more than $27 million and over 175,000 volunteer hours to Nevada nonprofits. And we'll continue to give back because what's good for the community is good for all of us. Learn more at nvenergy.com/powerofgood.
What's your AAA membership doing when it's not rescuing you roadside? Did you know it can save you money at thousands of places? Take some stress out of the next DMV task and even help protect against identity theft? It can. And those are just some of the many ways AAA brings you value beyond the road. Visit AAA.com to find out more.
AAA is a proud partner of the UNLV Rebels at home and on the road.
Discount Tire, proud sponsor of UNLV basketball, wants to know, what kind of basketball fan are you? Are you a committed fan? A cheer for the underdog fan? A shout at the ref for that call fan? No matter what, we're all fans of saving. So while the buckets drop and buzzers get beat, stop by your local Discount Tire and get the lowest prices on tires and wheels. Because saving is winning. Discount Tire, where America saves on tires.
There are things all doctors have in common, like advanced degrees and impressive medical knowledge. So what separates Dignity Health doctors from the rest? Kindness. We believe that patients treated with kindness heal quicker. Studies have even proven it to be true. Maybe that's why more and more people choose our physicians. Find your new doctor at dhmgnv.org. Dignity Health, including caring doctors from Dignity Health Medical Group, Nevada. Hello, human kindness.
In a blink, just think of all the games, teams, hopes, and dreams that live and die. Because greatness lies in the blink of an eye. With the Contour Sports app from Cox, you can watch a game live and track multiple games at once, all right there on your TV. Don't miss a big play while you're checking your phone. Access the Contour Sports app from Cox with voice control or through the main menu and get stats and scores on your TV screen without interrupting the game. This is the sports app on Contour from Cox. Visit cox.com/contour to learn more.
Run it!
Bourne & Rebel basketball is here, so you know what that means. It's the time to gather around at Bourne & Raised, the official home of the Rebels on the road. And why would you go anywhere else? We have over 32 TVs, great Budweiser specials for all Rebel games, and the best bar food, voted by you in the 2017 Best of Las Vegas survey. Yep, another one. Come be a part of the excitement this season and join other Rebel fans as they cheer on the team and cheers to a win. Or if you want to host your own viewing party, ask about reserving our bungalow room. Bourne & Raised on Warm Springs between Buffalo and Durango, and in Henderson on St. Rose and Eastern.
That's John Barr. Last week I saw him split a coconut with his forehead and a can of spray cheese just to sell somebody a car.
Still recovering, but it was worth it, though.
Oh, he heard you!
And his hearing is remarkable. Is there anything that man can't do?
Actually, I can't use chopsticks. But besides that, I'll do anything to sell you a car.
At Finley Toyota, we'll do anything to sell you a car.
Want to remember?
I do more often than I'm able to.
I'm telling you.
A little Earth, Wind, and Fire in the headphones, you guys.
Absolutely the best.
Rocking.
John Sam, Robert Smith, head coach Marvin Menzies back with us. The Marvin Menzies radio show from Bailiwick inside the Orleans Hotel Casino. Runner Rebels getting ready for the Fighting Illini out of the Big Ten at the MGM Grand Garden Saturday night, 9 o'clock tip. We'll be on the air at 8:30 with Runner Rebel warm up. Coach. We're visiting with Tim Daniels, who runs your video operation. It's Tim and a whole bunch of other guys who get involved in that because there's so much work. How valuable is the work that they do to you and your staff?
Well, I think that people underestimate or don't underestimate. I know people realize
there you go.
that the value of a student athlete watching himself on film and or competitors or whatever and actually get that visual that imprint on their brain. You know, the old saying is, if you hear, you forget. If you see, you remember. There's a third part, which is, if you do, then you understand. But the seeing is where the video comes in. And analytics in the NBA and statistical data has really risen in terms of an informational resource to an additional resource to gain an edge. Winning games, when you get apples to apples. Winning games is about stealing possessions. How do you steal a possession? How do we get an extra 2 points here, an extra 2 points there? We did some things against Arizona. I thought we stole some possessions. Put us in a position to get, I think we had six consecutive stops with a defense that they had never seen.
That 1-3, yep.
And so, and we were able to assess that based off the information that Tim provided us. So, it's a long answer to a short question, but it, in essence, it's very, very critical.
And did it take you a while as a coach to learn how to use it?
You know, I was raised like Robert. You know, we used to push rewind and you went too far.
Right.
So, so we had I had somewhat of a challenge learning of it, but everything now is so user friendly.
Yeah.
That if you just spend a little time figuring it out, you're light years ahead as if you didn't do it, if you didn't figure it out. So we have different programs that we use that are on all of our laptops. Like for example, I will literally come back at the end of a game after I sit with you guys. I go to the press conference. So we do radio. We do the press conference. What other thing do I do? There's like three, right? Oh, I hit the team, the radio. Okay. Right.
Walk up the stairs.
Yeah. Keep it down.
Not enough. So, no, not anymore.
Right. No.
So, but by the time I get back to my locker room, Tim already has in my bag my laptop, which has the game broken down into every segment. I can just watch all defense or watch all offense. Or if I want to call Nunu up in the evening and say after the game and go, hey, man, I just watched all your shots or I just watched all your defensive possessions. And here's what I saw. And after I went back and watched the film, you know, you weren't as bad as I thought. Or, man, we got to really work on this. So I can literally get all those things, turnovers, all of that, and I don't have to watch the whole game to go to specific actions or a play or whatever.
It's pretty impressive, and it's a really powerful tool.
Yeah, I'm glad I invented it.
Yeah, way to go. Yeah. And did you help Gore invent the internet as well?
Nah, he called, but I was actually recruiting Nunu at that time.
There you go, I got it.
I was all in. I had to get my boy out of Cleveland.
I had to get Nunu, absolutely. we're going to talk to him a little while. Might as well talk about him a little bit.
Let's do it.
Because this is a special kid.
He is. He's a special kid on and off the court. You know, he's an extreme talent. You know, Nunu had a big name, you know, when he was a younger student athlete in Cleveland. And guys go through journeys, you know. And so he ended up, when he finished high school, you know, he had great reputation, had a lot of success, and had a lot of schools to choose from, you know, quite frankly. I just loved his game. You know, I didn't get a chance to see him play in person a lot, but I did, but not as frequent as I normally recruit a kid. But I had a lot of tape on him, and that Tim provided, by the way. So, but I was like, holy smokes, this kid, he's got that old school feel.
Right.
Like, he reminds me of Jared Dudley when I was at San Diego State.
Right.
And Jared, you know, he wasn't this lean, mean, you know, fighting machine out of high school, but man, he just knew how to play. He could just score in so many different ways. Yeah. He had a great feel for the game. He could finish with contact, and he could shoot it. Somebody questioned, you know, Nunu's three, and they, is that the shot you want? And I was like, yeah, when he's wide open, that's the shot I want. Nunu could shoot, man.
Yeah, he knocked one down the game before. Yeah, right. Absolutely.
Listen, you know, it just didn't go in,
right.
But it was a great look, and I was happy with the shot. So, and I told you guys that in a post conference or post press conference.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
You know, but Nunu's the kind of kid that, you know, he's got a lot to learn, like most freshmen in America.
Yeah.
But he's a willing participant, you know, and I think he enjoys Vegas. I think he enjoys his staff, his teammates, and he's got a great flavor and personality. You've seen some of his character on some of the little clips that we put out there. But he's actually a very humble soul, even though he enjoys life. He's a very humble soul, and he's here, and he's all in, and he's here for the whole journey.
That's fantastic. In a game, in games at this time of year, do you consciously try to get a freshman like Nunu on the court and playing time for his benefit and for the program's benefit long term, or is it just a matter of, you know, he can help us right now?
Situations.
Yeah, you know, situations. You know, Robert is right on point with that. I think you have to win the game first. And a kid like Nunu, whose talent is very, very high, he could actually help us win the game. So it's not like at the end of the game I go, well, then I'll see if I can get Nunu some minutes.
Right.
You know, there's guys like that in different programs, and everybody goes crazy when they get a layup or everybody scores, you know. I mean, when the kid scores. But Nunu's I look at him as a active piece, an ingredient in our recipe to have a successful season. And the better that our bench gets, the better our team will be. We're not going to play the five guys for 40 minutes.
Right.
And sometimes you play five guys for over 30 plus, you don't have the best product on the floor for the whole evening.
Right.
And I think at Northern Iowa and Arizona, I learned that. I need to, you know, get off of I don't want to take this kid out. I don't want to take that kid out. And you get in some, like, I'll give you a perfect example, Amari against Northern Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was going to pull him. I was just going to let him go for a second and pull him. And you know what? He was playing so well. I told JoJo, I said, you sit there. I said, because this kid is giving us what we want. And you overheard me say, I don't care who does it.
That's right.
We just need production.
We need five guys out there working the same way.
That's it, man.
Yeah, against Oral Roberts.
We're looking for perfection.
No doubt about it. Quickly, tell us about Illinois.
Well, Illinois is very, very defensively aggressive. Probably the most aggressive team we will play this season. And I mean that quite literally. They will front you in the half court, deny you the ball all over the place. They'll stab and jab at the ball when you go to bounce it. They'll foul you on the hopes that they just don't call every foul.
Right.
They're physical. They're quick. They're athletic. Their bigs are long. They've got a couple pick-and-pop guys, and they've got a couple key shooters. They got one guy, I think he's leading the nation in three-point field goal percentage at over
62%. Aaron Jordan.
Yeah, 62. I mean, that's unheard of. I mean, that's not with 5 or 10 shots.
23 of 37.
Exactly. So he can light it up. So we got to do some things with him. And then we got to know our personnel. But it's a very talented team that just lost an overtime game at Maryland. And they're a team that, you know, we've got to play our best basketball to win.
Conference play is not that far away. Illinois,
right around,
and then you
the
got
corner.
Two games right before Christmas, and right. and the one road game at Stockton, and that's it.
Yeah,
four games left.
I didn't know that. All I knew was Illinois Saturday.
See,
so it's good. It's good to look down the road to the next week and a half.
Right.
I'm like Dorothy up in here. I have no idea. No, I'm really. It's funny how you say that, but I literally just am focused on Saturday.
Well,
and you know. Well, a little recruiting as well, you know. But you got to combine that all the way, right? That's the cream and the coffee. It's got to be there every day. But
real quick, talk about that. You were away yesterday, right?
I was, and I can't tell you who I went to see specifically. I think. Hey, Tim, can I mention what city I was in?
How about the state?
I was in this.
How about the region of the country?
I was in Kentucky.
Okay.
So I can say
all
that.
Right.
So I went recruiting in Kentucky. And had a very successful outing, and looking forward to, you know, getting back that way from time to time. But we're going to recruit, on that note, we're going to recruit all over the world. We're going to try to find the best talent and the best people to be running Rebels. And we want to win a national championship one day, and so we've got to work our tails off to do that. And I know this is just the beginning of my journey and our staff's journey here. But we're relentless, and we won't be outworked. There won't be a head coach in the country. Listen, I got sick today and shut it down. The kids had the day off, and I'm telling you, I'm tired. You know, yeah. That's why I brought 14 guests with me tonight. I don't know if I could have held the mic for a straight hour. But, no, I am. I'm whipped, but I'm going to go home and get to bed early and get some rest, and we'll be ready to rock and roll tomorrow. But, you know, we're on a mission, and you guys know that.
Yep,
you know
yep.
how you know the behind-the-scenes grind, but we love it. And it's, you know, it's what we do, and it's who we are.
All right, we're going to bring a youngster up who's not tired.
Yeah, bring him up.
Nunu's going to join us.
Fresh legs.
I'm going to go grab some decaf coffee.
All right, Coach. Thanks for being with us. Hey, fans, remember that Findlay Toyota's 2017 model clearance is underway. All the 2017 models being sold at clearance prices come in today for the best selection. Back with more Marvin Menzies radio show from Bailiwick inside the Orleans Hotel Casino. On the Rebel Sports Network, new news coming up from Learfield.
It's Vegas football, baby. That's right. We're talking Las Vegas Bowl. For 26 years, the Las Vegas Bowl has brought top-tier postseason college football to Vegas. And we're back on Saturday, December 16th. This year's Las Vegas Bowl featuring the fast-flying offense of the Oregon Ducks versus the number 25 in the nation and Mountain West champs of Boise State Broncos. Tickets for this don't-miss matchup start at only $35. Visit lvbowl.com. Bud Light Pregame Fan Fest opens at 9 a.m. and kickoffs at 12:30. See you at Sam Boyd Stadium Saturday, December 16th for the Las Vegas Bowl. Oregon, Boise State, everybody, let's rock.
The locals' best half-off happy hour is at PT's, Sean Patrick's, Sierra Gold, and SG Bar. Join us for 50% off drinks, pizzas, and select $5 appetizers, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. and 12 a.m. to 2 a.m. daily. Plus, download the PT's Entertainment Group mobile app today to compete in weekly contests for your chance at cash and free slot play. View amenities by location, account information, and find one of our 55 taverns near you. PT's Entertainment Group, a local's favorite. Real. Local. Play.
Hi, this is Ariel Herrera, a UNLV student and proud recipient of Ronald McDonald House Charities of Greater Las Vegas Scholarship. Financially, I wasn't sure if college was an option for me, but when I got the scholarship, everything changed. What seemed impossible before is now my reality. If you are a high school senior with a 2.7 GPA or higher, you too could be eligible to receive a scholarship from Ronald McDonald House Charities. Visit rmhlv.org or call 252-4663 for more information. Don't let money stop you from pursuing your dreams. Apply today.
Applications are due January 18th, 2018.
Do judges prefer mothers? Can your wife change the locks on the house? Will an affair hurt your divorce? Hi, I'm divorce attorney Stacey Rochelieu with Wright Lawyers. If you're going through a divorce, then you have questions. For over 15 years, our office has provided the right answers. At Wright Lawyers, we charge a fixed fee, not an hourly rate. We give you a price, and that's what you pay. Wrong marriage? Contact Wright Lawyers. Download our divorce guide at WrightLawyers.com.
back here at Bailiwick inside the Orleans Hotel Casino. John Sandler and Robert Smith with you. Now joined by a true star. Nunu is with us. Tervell Beck joining the Running Rebels this year as a freshman after a career in high school in Cleveland, Ohio area. And Nunu, welcome. Thank you for joining us. We really
y'all
appreciate
can hear
it.
Me?
We can hear you. We can hear you really well.
Loud
you're perfect.
And clear.
Loud and clear. You come to this team, and when you join a new team, it's always different, but you guys got together quickly. Everybody was here this summer with the exception of Anthony. You guys really kind of gelled quickly, didn't you?
Yeah, real quick.
What was the key to that? Who kind of led the charge on that?
Shakur.
Yeah.
As soon as he got down, we was in the gym ASAP.
Is that right?
ASAP. He was not playing. Like, we had sit around. He'd be like, no, we're going to the gym. Come on. So,
he's kind of like the dad, isn't he?
Yeah,
or at least the uncle.
Him and Jordy. Yeah, them two. For
is that right?
Yeah, Jordy. They're different, though, right?
Yeah, kind of. Jordan, he quiet with his. He'll come up to you on the low and just tell you. Shakur, he'll tell everybody.
and nobody's going to say no to Shakur. Right? We're going to the gym? All right, I got you. We're down there.
But in the weight room,
It's
Chekna.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. Really?
What?
The weight room, he talk a lot. So,
Is that because he leads the charge of the weight room and is real strong? Or just
because when Chekna don't say nothing, like, it's like when he do say something, it's like, yeah, we got to listen because he only say very few words.
Learn a lesson from that, right?
Yeah.
Don't be talking all the time because if you are,
that's
people
right.
will stop listening to you.
Right.
What's your favorite part about thus far about being a Running Rebel?
I love I love a lot of things. I don't know. But,
some of your favorite things. What do you enjoy on a day-to-day basis about being a Running Rebel?
I get a lot of love. Like everybody loves, you know. But
what do you like about the city? Something that you probably don't get in other cities. What would you say? The 24-hour openness of Vegas?
I mean, I don't really know because we don't really go out.
Get out yet.
Yeah. So we just, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know too much.
All right. But in terms of school and the Thomas and Mac and the fans and the practice facility, all that, is it what you expected? Have you been surprised by anything?
No, I wasn't surprised. I already knew, like, how it was, like, you know, when you start winning, like, everybody start coming, so we already knew what it was from the beginning.
Well, winning is the magic tonic, especially here in Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. You got all those machines out there, and you know if you win or lose right away.
A lot of losers out there.
That's kind of the mentality. You guys lost a couple of tough games. Talk about, if you would, just how you guys were able to bounce back from those.
Well, Shakur and our older guys on the team, you know, always keeping positive with us, and just always up, well, lifting us up. So if we lose, you know, everybody got something to say. We said, next on, we got to move on. We can't, you know, that one game messes up.
Have you started to hear from some of the guys about conference play and how it's different than non-conference yet?
Yes, they said when it's conference time, it's like, it's really go time. Like, everything 100%, you got to be focused. Like, JoJo, he told us a lot about when it's conference time. It's business. Like,
it is business. Has he told you about some of the wonderful places we get to go?
No, he ain't talking about that yet.
Yeah, don't worry. When we get off the air, we'll tell you about that.
Yeah,
okay. we'll tell you about that. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to keep visiting with Nunu, talk about his game a little bit and what he likes about his game and what he knows he needs to work on a little bit. Also talk about the Rebel coaches, maybe get him to tell some secrets about some of these Rebel coaches. We'll take a break. You're listening to the Marvin Menzies radio show from Bailiwick inside the Orleans Hotel Casino on the Rebel Sports Network from Learfield.
At Findlay Toyota, our mission statement reads, a world-class environment dedicated to building lifelong relationships through integrity and commitment. If that sounds like a family business you'd like to do business with, come in today. At Findlay Toyota, we'll do anything to sell your car.
Runnin' Rebel basketball is here, so you know what that means. It's the time to gather around at Born and Raised, the official home of the Rebels on the road. And why would you go anywhere else? We have over 32 TVs, great Budweiser specials for all Rebel games, and the best bar food, voted by you in the 2017 Best of Las Vegas survey. Yep, another one. Come be a part of the excitement this season and join other Rebel fans as they cheer on the team and cheers to a win. Or if you want to host your own viewing party, ask about reserving our bungalow room. Born and Raised on Warm Springs between Buffalo and Durango, and in Henderson on St. Rose and Eastern.
What's your AAA membership doing when it's not rescuing you roadside? Did you know it can save you money at thousands of places? Take some stress out of the next DMV task and even help protect against identity theft? It can. And those are just some of the many ways AAA brings you value beyond the road. Visit AAA.com to find out more.
AAA is a proud partner of the UNLV Rebels, at home and on the road.
energy never disappears. It simply gets passed on to the next person and the next. Until before you know it, the entire community can feel it. In the last 5 years, we've given more than $27 million and over 175,000 volunteer hours to Nevada nonprofits. And we'll continue to give back, because what's good for the community is good for all of us. Learn more at nvenergy.com/powerofgood.
At Findlay Toyota, our mission statement reads, a world-class environment dedicated to building lifelong relationships through integrity and commitment. If that sounds like a family business you'd like to do business with, come in today. At Findlay Toyota, we'll do anything to sell your car.
All right, here we go. We are back. John Sandler, Robert Smith, Bailiwick, inside the Orleans Hotel Casino. Runner Rebels getting ready for Illinois at the MGM Grand Garden. That's right.
Yeah.
MGM Grand Garden on Saturday night, 9 o'clock. We'll be on the air over on ESPN Radio, AM 1100, 98.9 FM, starting at 8:30 with Runner Rebel warm-up. And visiting with Nunu Tervelbeck joining us. All right, real quick, Nunu, where'd it come from?
I still ain't asked my mother, like, where'd she get my name from?
Yeah. Come on.
And my name is Tervel. Yeah,
exactly.
Like, where'd you get Nunu from that?
How do you get Nunu from Tervel?
I don't know. It's going to be interesting.
You know, when's mom coming out?
She's coming probably in like a month.
I'm going to ask her.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, all right. We're going to gang up on her. We're going to get her to tell us the story. All right.
So that's what she calls you?
That's just the nickname since I was born.
Was given. Okay.
Yeah, like,
okay.
All right. Like, my teachers never called me my real name. They called
For
me
real?
Nunu. Yeah.
Is that right?
Like, everywhere I've been.
I didn't let them call me my nickname.
Yeah. Well, they couldn't. They get thrown out. But you're both Tervel and Nunu on the air, so we take care of both sides. All right, your game. You came up. You had an outstanding high school career. You come to UNLV. Now after 9 Division I basketball games, where you have shown great potential and fans are excited about it. What do you like about your game? What do you think you got to work on?
What I like about my game is, like, when I get on the floor, I'm gonna give you 100%. So expect me to just go hard every possession.
And what do you know you need to work on?
I think I need to work on a lot, for real. Like, it's just a big transition from, like, where I came from. It was nothing like this. Like, I didn't have nobody in my ear to teach me anything. So, like, I kind of just picked up stuff on my own.
And now you got guys to teach you, right?
Yeah, now I got coaches in my ears teaching me the right things to get me right. And, you know, I'm willing to learn, so.
All right, let's talk about some of the coaches. Because
mm-hmm.
we hear from Coach Menzies, and we get all the assistants up here, and they're yeah. all nice, and they're all well-behaved.
Yeah.
Have you ever been around someone like Coach Menzies before?
Not in my life, no. He, he a great coach, man. That's all I can say, man. He's 100% real. Like, he going to keep it real with you.
Right.
How important is that today? I mean, kids today are different than when Rob and I were
right.
growing up. I mean, you can smell that. The not being real,
yeah,
and I
can,
won't use
you can
from
tell
a long
from
way
a
off.
Coach, like, you know, come up to you and just say a little bit, like, but a real coach will come up to you and tell you the ring, like, hey man, you good, but you need to do this and that. And that's what I love about coaches. Like, our whole coaching staff do the same thing. Like, every day, they teach us something different. Like, every day.
Have you ever been around somebody as positive as Coach Menzies? I mean, he's always smiling, always laughing.
Always, but he got his serious side. Like, when he. We're not smiling. We know it's like, okay, we got to stop playing. Let's get this done.
How about some of the assistants? They all bring something different to the table. You got Coach LaFleur, who was a great point guard in college.
Mm-hmm.
You got Coach Jeter, who was a great player and a head coach back in the Midwest. And you got Coach Brown, who really understands how he wants that offense to work. Does it take a while for you to understand what they're trying to get to you and kind of develop a little trust with them?
Well, as I, like, every day I talk to them, like, they just say, like, the right things, like, because I notice myself, too, like, things I mess up on, they'd be like, hey, no, you did this wrong. And I'd be looking, thinking, like, yeah, I did do that wrong, didn't I? But every day, you know, they teach us something good, and I love the coaching staff.
How about the fans? We got time for one more question.
Mm.
That Arizona game was amazing with that building as full as it was.
Yeah.
You know that if you keep winning, it's going to get to that.
Yeah,
how
definitely.
Exciting was that?
That was like, I don't know. Like, I was a little nervous. Like, oh, my God. My stomach hurting. My stomach ain't never hurting the game before.
Well, get used to it, because I think you guys are going to keep winning,
yep.
and the fans are going to respond and
definitely.
Keep
every
coming
game
out.
We learn every game, so we'll keep this going.
Appreciate you coming by.
Thank you.
Nunu, Tervell Beck joining us. Want to remind you that Rebels take on Illinois, MGM Grand Garden, on Saturday night. It's going to be a tough game, physical game. You know you got to keep your composure, and you know it'll be great to have a big group of fans out there rooting for the Runnin' Rebels. That's Saturday night, 9 p.m. We'll be on the air, Robert and I, at 8:30 with Runnin' Rebel warm-up. Back here a week from tonight with another edition of the Marvin Menzies Radio Show. I want to thank everybody here at Bailiwick. I want to thank Coach Menzies. Thank Chris for engineering back in the studio. Thank Chris for engineering alongside here. And now from our broadcast partner, Robert, this is John saying thanks for listening. We'll talk to you Saturday night from the MGM Grand Garden. See you out there. Have a great evening, everybody.